Today's guest of the Asia Business Investor podcast is coming from Thailand. Klaus Rauter is the owner of MyBS Thailand. That is a hotel consulting and training company based in Bangkok. Klaus has kindly joined us today to share some of his views about the hotel business, entrepreneurship, and building a business in Bangkok, Thailand. Hello, Klaus. Thanks for joining us on the Asia Business Investor podcast.
Hi, good afternoon from Bangkok.
Could you start by telling us about yourself?
I am actually from Austria, and I do have the privilege to live and work here in Thailand since about 24 years. Currently, I am the managing director for MyBS Thailand, which is a company with the main focus to support independent hotel owners and investors.
How did you start in the hotel business? Can you tell us about that?
Actually, I started to work as a chef here in Thailand after having my apprenticeship in Austria and sometimes all over Europe and the cruise ships. Mm-hmm. And here in Asia, I did start to work my way up and educated myself through the F&B management, general management. I became a group general manager until I did see the demand and need for an ethical hotel consultant company and for an expert training company here in Thailand to support the local independent owners and investors.
Oh, great. So what type of services does your consultancy actually provide to the hotel industry?
MyBS is actually focusing on three somehow connected businesses. Firstly, it's a consultation company, as I said before, independent owners mainly and investors. We help them during the planning, the pre-opening, and the actual opening of their business. Even later on, sometime when they need the help, when they're in trouble, we are there for them. Mm-hmm. Secondly, we do prefer customized training programs for management and rank-and-file employees in the hotel industry. And thirdly, we also do support buyers and sellers of hotels and resorts to find the right business partner.
Great. So can you tell us how you've gone about growing your company since when you first started it?
Yes, as I mentioned before, we realized that there is a need for an ethical hotel consultant with good values and good experience. Because of our ethical values and the meaning of MyBS itself, mm-hmm. it translates to the way we work. At MyBS, we attract in the company the same kind of people we are, you know, the same values, the same ethics, and the same approach towards business. We also know that values become just wind in the air, I like to say, if we don't attract the same people to make our company tangible. So MyBS is set up by a group of people who have the same values, mm-hmm. who are ready to work hard and to give time to communicate and educate our ethical values through our consulting work to owners and investors. So our biggest investment, I would say, in our company and to make our company successful is definitely time and hard work. Mm-hmm. Time for our clients and time also to write articles. We love to write articles and educate the public.
That's right. And you've emphasized a bit about the ethical values of being in your industry. Can you explain a little bit more about that?
Yes, that's actually the funny part. You see, there's an old saying, which is not a good saying about a consultant. It says, consultants are usually people who borrow your watch and then they tell you what time it is. We like to change this perception. So we are not people who only use our mouth, but we are also preparing samples or actual forms or actual figures. We are people who are hands-on, and we never switch off our phones. We are there for our clients at all times. Mm-hmm. And as our name says, MyBS, actually it's a funny name. My in Thai means no. BS means simply BS. So our company is no BS.
I'd heard my before, right, because I've been to some Thailand a fair bit. I think my Pen Rai or something. I was probably saying really bad Thai. But I hadn't put my NPS together. That's a classic.
And, you know, we are very happy about it because in Thailand, you know, the Thai people are lovely people, but a little bit conservative. So they hesitate all the time to say no, or don't lie to me, or please tell me the truth, because it is a little bit against their culture. But now with our company name, so they start to use our company name when talking to the people, saying, okay, tell me, my BS, what do you mean? So we're actually very proud for that.
Excellent. So just a couple of questions about the hotel business in Asia. How would you characterize the hotel business in Asia today?
Today, I would say the hotel business in Asia, especially Southeast Asia, which is my area of expertise, is very competitive compared to about 10, 15 years ago. However, the potential for growth is still enormous if you have the right approach. Mm-hmm. If you just compare Thailand with France, both countries are approximately the same size with the same number of people. However, France attracts over 50 million tourists per year. Thailand so far, 50 million this year. If we are lucky, I don't think we will achieve it, but hopefully we will. And in a smaller scale, here in Thailand, every hotel owner, I believe, must focus very strongly on acquiring knowledge and skills in the hotel operation, because even a small resort that is led by an inexperienced or even unknowledgeable manager or owner can give a big negative impact to the development of the hotel industry, particularly the employees, which are the most important asset of any company. Mm-hmm. Some unorganized and unsystematic and unknowledgeable leaders in the hotel can really make good employees just lose interest in our industry and turn to any other industry. But, you know, many people forget that this particular employee who is maybe discouraged to contribute in the hospitality industry, they might later on well be able to contribute a lot to Thailand, because many of them have the financial background to build their own hotel. And Thailand is living from hotel industry, from the hospitality industry, is their bread and butter. Mm. And you know, on a bigger scale, I would say, Thailand must strongly focus now on solving their social problems, their political problems, ethical problems, and environmental problems to stay competitive in the market here in Southeast Asia. Mm.
So what do you think are some of the high potential areas?
High potential areas, you know, I see it in two ways, as an investor or as a guest. You know, as an investor, I would put all my money into luxury villas for sale and put them back into a kind of rental pool to get a great return of investment. This business model now is working really well all over Thailand. Even now in Chiang Mai, the Four Seasons started to do the same, which was normally only done in Phuket and Koh Samui. I would also focus on mid-sized, unique boutique hotels and resorts, which are built with employee and guest-friendly, solid design concept, as solid service concept, and of course, a solid workable vision and mission. Talking from the guest point of view, I personally would prefer a simple, clean, unique hotel with understanding and truly friendly employees who are well-trained and empowered to provide service and empowered to solve actually every challenge a guest has during the stay. Mm.
So what do you think needs to be improved in general?
From my knowledge, it's clearly human resources and employee development. This needs to be improved. The government in Thailand has no true knowledge in developing products and people in the hospitality or service industry. They tried with a few projects and they're still trying the best, but simply they're not the expert in this field. So it's somehow new to them because of the culture.
Right. So for those that are looking at investing in a hotel, how would you classify the different types of investors, hotel investors you see?
I make it very simple, truly my BS. I call it a minority share investor and a majority share investor. Mm-hmm. Both options, of course, have advantages and disadvantages. You know, to be a minority shareholder for a high potential hotel or resort, I would recommend this only with resorts or hotels who have an international standard management company signed up, or if the hotel really have a good record, a good history of professional management practices. To be a majority shareholder for hotels and resorts, you know, it's your own industry, the service industry, the hospitality industry. I think if you like to be a majority shareholder, you should have some background in the hospitality industry. And then maybe as a majority shareholder, you can actively participate or just leave it to a management company, a good manager or a good owner rep to handle the asset and the operation. And so the majority shareholder can then focus on his core business, if there is any. Mm.
Do you have any examples of some really great hotel investments in Asia or Thailand you can provide us, just to give us an idea?
Yes, that's a tricky one for me because, you know, it would not be really fair to give you some examples because, firstly, I do not know all hotels in Asia. Mm-hmm. Some of them have maybe been very successful and I don't know about it. Some of them have been maybe very unsuccessful and I don't know about them too. So it would does not be fair. However, some hotel investments have been successful financially, but they failed very badly, I would say, in service and people development. Then other businesses have been very successful in creating a stunning people-driven service industry, great services, great concepts, but they struggled last year quite a lot because of the financial crisis. But however, their business is much more sustainable if they have a little bit of a financial background. I can only say that I know that many successful investments for hotels here in Asia did come with serious failures in people management and the other way around.
Mm. Interesting. So just about Thailand as an investment destination, how would you describe it?
Thailand, you know, Thailand is a magical country. Thailand always was and will still be in the future a very attractive place for investors. The price-value relationships and the return of investment is still very good compared to other destinations. Mm. If the business, of course, is operated professionally. Yes, we do have some political problems here in Thailand. However, to be very frank, those problems exist since I live in Thailand and that's 24 years now. Mm.
So what do you think are the advantages for running a business in Thailand?
From the business man's point of view, I mean, it's, as I said before, it's a good return of investment if operated professionally.
Yeah.
As simple as that, it really gives you the money back fast if you do it professionally and with the right business plan and follow through. From the workers and employers' point of view, in some areas in Thailand, like the South, you will find some attitude and great problems which have been emerging, but we are addressing them now with the government's help and some help from the local businessmen. From the workers' point of view, overall, in Thailand, you can find easy friendship, you know, it's good networking. And for me personally, the most beautiful daily advantage I have living and working in this beautiful country mm-hmm. is just having the daily smile on the people in the morning, even in the morning. You don't get it in Europe. But of course, you cannot demand for this beautiful smile. You have to earn it somehow.
Finally, so our listeners can learn more about your firm, can you provide some links to your website?
Oh, yes. My website, our website, the main website is called mai-bs.com.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
And we have another website, which is called propertiesyouneed.com, one word, propertiesyouneed.com, which we just started to work on since we had a demand to sell some properties for the owners. I think being a hotel consultant makes you actually a good broker because you know the hotel in and outside, you know the advantages, disadvantages, so we can support buyers ethically, give them the right advice and right information about the hotel or a resort.
Excellent. Well, thanks for your time, Klaus.
You're welcome. Thank you very much for calling me. I appreciate it.
That concludes episode 22 of Asia Business Investor Podcast. I'd like to thank our sponsors for this podcast, which is the Asia Tourism Property and Attraction Summit, which is being held in Shanghai between the dates of the 31st of May to the 1st of June. The event has the support of the Shanghai Municipal Tourism Trade Association. Further details on the summit can be found at tourism-attraction.com and we'll be providing those links in the podcast notes. Thanks very much for your time.